Okay, good morning. I'm Ali, and welcome to this special birthday edition of our SEC Modcast, which celebrates the sixth birthday of the SEC. We'll be talking to Sarah Gratt today, who's Head of Code Management here at GemServe. Sarah is responsible for all three of the industry codes here that GemServe manages, the SEC, which is the Smart Energy Code, the MRA, which is the Master Registration Agreement, and the Independent Gas Transporters Uniform Network Code, otherwise known as the IGT-UNC. So welcome, Sarah.
Hi, Ali.
So Sarah, that's a lot of industry codes to manage.
It is, and each one is slightly different. So the services that we provide have to be tailored to every contract.
So what are the challenges involved in dealing with so many codes?
Well, I think one of the main issues or challenges is that each code is, as I've said, is different and has different customers. A number of the codes were put in place over the years. The MRA celebrated its 21st birthday this year. The SEC is in its sixth birthday. However, the arrangements are still being developed and we're moving forward. There's a lot of change within these codes, and it can be difficult for parties to keep up with the latest developments and what's happening.
Sure.
There's also, you know, with the energy code review and the move to the retail energy code, Ofgem are signalling that we need digitalisation within our codes. So that's something we've taken forward at GemServe with the Smart Energy Code.
Right, okay. So you mentioned digitalisation of the SEC. What exactly do you mean by that? And can you tell us about something about how it will work?
Yeah, of course. So back when we were developing the SEC panel budget, we put a project line in to talk about digitalisation. We were receiving feedback from parties that it was difficult to navigate through the many, many obligations that are across the 2,000 pages of the SEC. So we wanted to provide a service that allowed parties to filter by their party category so that only the number of obligations that were applicable to them were shown. This approach was very supported by the panel, who signed off on the proof of concept. And we are looking to, well, we're rolling it out today, CodeWorks, which is our solution.
Yeah.
And there, it's a phased program with two or three phases coming up over the next few months.
Excellent. So it should be quicker and easier for all parties to access the bits of the SEC that relate to them.
Absolutely. You need to contact the CCAS help desk to get a login and username.
Right.
And then you'll be taken to the portal and you'll be able to click your party category and all the obligations will be there. You can search on keywords and filter it even further if you require.
Sounds great. What are the timescales around this project?
So we're going live today with phase one.
For the sixth birthday of the SEC.
Yeah, absolutely. And in November, we'll be rolling out changes to the modifications process, which will allow more collaboration around mods. We're looking to get more parties involved with the process. So by putting the mod proposals on the platform, should enable people to leave comments, to collaborate with us. We may even get to virtual meetings. That's the aim.
So much more interactive than it is at the moment.
Absolutely. And then following mods in November, we're looking to do security self-assessments around February of next year,
right, okay.
Which should take away the manual spreadsheets that we're using that we can then, parties can put the information on the portal. It can then be shared with us. We can share it with Deloitte as the CIA, competent independent organisation. It should just make the process a much more efficient way of managing information.
Wow. Very futuristic.
We're trying. And we're happy to hear any other comments of people, any processes that they feel could be digitalised or digitised, whatever we can do to help parties navigate through the pages of the SEC.
Sure. Well, I'm sure the listeners will agree it sounds all very exciting. And I know that the members of CCAS are very much looking forward to this going live today. We've put a lot of time and effort into getting it ready. I understand industry parties are being invited to receive a demonstration of how it works or even get involved in the testing phase.
Yeah, we've been involved with a number of parties to date. If anybody wants to be involved with demonstrations, we'll come to your organisation. We'll show, you know, the benefits to the day-to-day use of the Smart Energy Code, but also how you can link your own internal working processes into CodeWorks as well, which should make efficiencies for our parties.
Absolutely. Okay, well, thanks for talking to us today, Sarah. We're hoping to talk to you again once the project has gone live.
Absolutely. Maybe. Happy to come and talk.
And that's it for me for this modcast. As always, you can contact us at sec.change@gemserve.com. And if you have any feedback about this modcast or any other, or if you have something you'd particularly like to discuss with us, then please do let us know. Thank you for listening.